Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Evan Marshall of the White Sox, nice enough to spend some time with us on a rainy morning in Arizona. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good. Are you going to play today? They give you any intel yet whether or not this is going to lighten up enough for you guys to play some ball?
No, they said we'll get some word around 10:30. They're hoping, but right now it's a pretty grim outlook.
When you look at White Sox and this team this year, What was your first impression when you saw the completed work of Rick Hahn in the off season?
I mean, we're going in, like we're here to do it. So you've got all these new faces, and you know their storied careers, and you know we're going to hit. They've made some trades, and you know we're going to score a lot of runs. And then you look at the veterans like Keuchel and Gio Gonzalez that they throw into our rotation. It's like those guys have more to bring than just what they do on the field. They are a huge influence in the clubhouse. So they're building a culture, and I don't know. It's really a buzz in here like we haven't felt.
It's pretty exciting. It's an exciting moment for fans too, Evan. Tell people how that kind of manifests, or like how have you noticed those kind of things where Grandal and Keuchel or guys like that, what kind of effect they can have on the clubhouse like you're talking about? What have you noticed so far?
First off, I'd say Grandal probably has the biggest impact just in my eyes being a pitcher. He is a guru for coming up with creative sets of signs and things like that, which is pretty important these days. Really, if you just look at what he does behind the plate, he tailors his catching style to what the pitcher does. So if they throw across the plate, he angles his body just the right way to be able to present the ball to the umpire and steal strikes on corners. And he's got incredibly, you know, soft hands. And he's really good at looking at what you do. And he's caught so many great pitchers that he can just say, well, so-and-so used to do this. This would really work for you. Let's try that. And then you go out there and it works. And it's like, that's a great idea, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Evan Marshall, the White Sox, joining us on Inside the Clubhouse. He's Matt Spiegel. I'm Bruce Levine. We're here for you 52 weeks out of the year talking Chicago baseball. Evan, when you look at your pen right now and the experience that the guys have gotten with you, obviously you were a veteran getting in there, but you really established yourself with the White Sox last year after, you know, a pretty decent year with Cleveland the year before. What has been the factor for you and your improvement with the Chicago White Sox? Is it just an opportunity to take a deep breath and say, you know, I can just let my stuff fly here? They trust me. They've let me know I'm an important part of this. Or is there some technical things that we're missing?
It could be a combination of both. I mean, when they brought me in here, they looked at my stuff and they said, you know, the plan you have right now is great. Stick with it because it's really working. And so I did, and they made some subtle adaptations, you know, when we needed to, when people were catching on to what I was doing. And then, of course, the opportunity. And I kind of ran with it as long as I possibly could. And it's a great feeling to know, you know, hey, I'm here this year. I get to be a part of this bullpen. And looking around, I mean, Colin Maciejczyk, you know, Herrera looks like the Herrera of the Kansas City Royals. He looks incredible. So, you know, even guys like Jimmy Cordero, who really shined for like half of the year last year, you know, I watched him through 98 miles an hour yesterday, and it's February 21st. So, wow. Fry looks, you know, good. He's just so strong. And then you add Aaron Bummer in the mix, and he's in, you know, the handful of the best lefty relievers in baseball. So, looking around, you could really toss the ball any which way at the end of the game and feel pretty confident that somebody's going to get the job done.
So in terms of the change in how you approach stuff, Evan, how much was you and how much was the White Sox in terms of the change-up? Because you're using the change-up a lot more over the past couple years, right? How much of that was you?
Yeah, you know, I really had, when I first came up in the big leagues, change-up was my thing. You know, I threw fastball and breaking ball my whole minor league career, and then I got to the big leagues, and the first breaking ball I threw was terrible. And the catcher started putting down change-up, and then all of a sudden I was a change-up guy because people were swinging and missing at it. And I had some mechanical issues in the years that followed where the change-up stopped acting the way that it did to begin with. And really kind of towards the when I was in AAA in 2018 with Cleveland, made some mechanical adjustments just from watching guys like Kluber and Bauer and talking with them, and all of a sudden my changeup was doing it again, and I just kind of ran with that. Because I can throw it over the plate for strikes or for swing and misses, it's one of those things where you can use it to everybody. You can throw it to righties and lefties and throw it and when you're behind in the count or ahead in the count. It has turned out to be sort of my backbone, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Evan Marshall joining us for just a few more minutes from White Sox camp. Evan, this is not to trap you into more negative conversation about the Astros. That's not the intent of this question. But when I see a pitcher like you that didn't get to the big leagues till 24 and he has to fight his butt off every day to stay there and be a good major leaguer, and then you see the complications that came from the Astros situation and, you know, that pitchers whose careers might have been impacted initially just getting to the big leagues. What is your general perception of that and how, you know, how upsetting is it to you? And are you hoping that Major League Baseball can really help solve this so people's opportunities are not destroyed?
You have to understand everybody's out there trying to find an edge, trying to find a way to get an edge on the competition and win. But to find out the way that they were doing it and just how much impact that had, it's the worst scandal, the biggest black mark in the history of the game. I mean, you know, I'd rather face a steroid abuser over and over again, but, you know, versus a guy that knows what's coming. As a pitcher, the whole game is a deception. Tricking them, if you will.
Yeah, and the
that's impossible.
Fact,
yeah,
yeah, and the fact that people's careers are impacted is the most troublesome thing to me. I mean, when you know that you know other people who have talent and have been in the big leagues for a while can survive this and get out of Houston, pitchers that come up and get destroyed by it, they might not get another chance.
No, and I think that's been kind of swept under the rug a little bit, the impact that it's had on people's careers. I mean, Mike Bolsinger is a good friend of mine. I mean, you go back to when his major league career ended, essentially. It was when the Astros showed him to the door by just, you know, kicking his teeth in out there. And so their actions have had consequences for a lot of people, and those people don't get that opportunity back. It's already been written off that, you know, they're done. So that's probably the part that hurts the most is you think about those people, those kids that came up and then got sent back to AA or something, or a veteran hanging on like Chris Medlin, who, you know, went out and then retired afterwards. I mean, it's had a long reach across the game, and it's really disappointing to hear. You know, the punishments have followed. We all have our opinion on that.
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk to a lawyer later on today on The Score about Mike Bolsinger's lawsuit. I think it's fascinating, your friend's lawsuit. And I think he's got a leg to stand on, and it might be the first of a lot of things in that way. So that's one of the things Grandal can help with. You mentioned it earlier, like these elaborate signs. You still need to do that kind of stuff because guys can be good at it even just when they're base runners. They can figure it out. So Grandal's bringing that, bringing those elaborate signs right away, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, day one we had a pitcher's meeting, and he stood up in front of the class basically with a whiteboard and a marker and you know, talk shop. I mean, it was just 18 different variations of signs that we could all pick and combine. And he's like, you guys all need to know three or four of these, because if somebody's been on second for a little while, we'll switch. Or if you used them yesterday, we're not going to use them the next day. I mean, it's one of those things where he's definitely getting us prepared in the mental side of the game, because everybody's going to be so paranoid going forward about signs that you'll probably see some extravagant things out there.
Evan, I watched your live BP yesterday, and let's go. Looks like you're ready for the season. obviously, the pitchers are ahead of the hitters this time of year, but it looked like it was blown at about 94, 95, and you had some command yesterday.
I very much appreciate you saying that. Live BP is an interesting facet of our game in preparing for the season, because you're right. You've got hitters in there that haven't seen a 90-mile-an-hour fastball or, you know, a devastating breaking ball. And right now, a lot of us pitchers, we are in mid-season form, because you don't come to camp to get ready anymore. You come to camp ready. Like, you come here to show out and win a job. And so, yeah, hitters, there's a timing thing, but I tell you what, when Jose Abreu steps in the box, and then Encarnacion, Eloy, and you're throwing them everything you got, and it's a live BP, so, you know, you can stop and say, hey, what did you see there? Wow, that was a great take. Why did you take that? And you can take the feedback from some of the best hitters in the league and say, this is going to help me design my pitch better, or I need to start it a little higher or get them to commit to swinging, because I throw lots of stuff that is a strike the ball. It looks good, and then it's not. And so I have to get people to commit to it out of my hand, and that's a killer thing to have for me in developing that, is saying, you know, Eloy, you didn't swing at this curveball. How come? And he said, well, it was a little outside, or I didn't think it was a strike. It's going to be a strike. And so you find all these little things right now at this time of year where you can apply it in a huge situation later when you need a strikeout with guys on second and third. Be like, remember, he told me that if I started right here, they're going to swing every time, and then they can't reach it. I mean, it's a cool thing to be able to do without a doubt, because there's no nets. I mean, they got a bat in their hand, and we're not out there to just throw BP, so you're out there working on your stuff, and it's certainly in a controlled environment where there's less adrenaline, so everything's down a little bit. But you wouldn't know it by watching some of the guys I've seen throw. I mean, they're just throwing in the upper 90s.
That's not really
my game. But.
What a pleasure talking baseball with you, Evan Marshall. Thanks for sharing so much and letting the fans in. And it's part of our excitement for the season to come. Every team in baseball plays today. Hopefully, you guys, even in the rain.
Yeah, you know, even if they just let us go out there in the rain, it'd be fun to hear an anthem and toe the line and see what's going on. But we'll see. It's awful wet out there.
Evan, thanks again for joining us on Inside the Club. I'll see you out on the field one of these days when it's not raining.
One of these days, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks.
Evan Marshall, the White Sox, joining us from Glendale, Arizona.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.